Now, this is a really special way to do this. This is Phil Dirt. This is KFJC. And the lads, can we hear? No, the lads are downstairs. The mermen are ready. They are ready to do their thing.
Do it again, Phil!
Are we ready? We think we're ready. Okay, hang on 1 second, and we'll be ready to go.
That voice
right now. Play it, guys.
Thank you. to 89.7 KFJC Foothill College, Los Altos Hills. We're the Mermen in the studio because Phil let us. Thank you, Phil, for letting us.
You're welcome.
You heard Pulp and Line, and before that you heard a big old mess with something.
Well, it was Latina, and Phil, who wrote that song? Oh, he doesn't know.
Oh, yes, I do. It was Tommy Nunez of the Sentinels.
Oh, we knew you'd know. We knew you'd know. It was just a test.
If Phil doesn't know, no one knows. Remember, if you're driving down the Coast Highway, it's remarkable you can pick us up. Dedicate this next one to the parking lot guys who let us park there. Here we go.
Thank you. there's a bunch of people in this room, and they're really quiet. There they are. Those are our friends. We brought them along with us to make us feel better at 89.7 FM KFJC. We're the Merman, and we're on Phil Dirt Show. All right, it's time to embarrass ourselves in public. Okay, here we go. Okay.
Start again.
That song! Fuck, that's why we need names. That's why we need names for these songs.
That's what the mermen are known for. We don't have a name, so professionalism.
He says, doing the new song, so I'm doing this other new song. And it turns out to be this other new song, because we're too lame to name our song.
Other new song.
Other new song.
Thank you.
We need a name for that. If you know the name, call in. Phil will give you the number. You're listening to KFJC, and we're looking for a name. And the first person to call out,
well, we had a name
that gives us a name that we like.
Yeah, we had a name. I was calling it Bam Bam Water Wing. Jim liked it for a day.
What were you calling?
And now he doesn't like it anymore. Bam Bam Water Wing.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
And Jim liked it, and I like it, and Leslie liked it.
That doesn't drive me wild with the Czar.
Well, little does.
Yeah, it's true.
What a cut.
So, we're leaving in a couple of hours for the East Coast. So if you want to come down, bring us a pizza because we're really hungry.
There's no one else here but me, Mom.
No, son. You are now disowned.
Bob, pick me up, Bob. Please. I don't like these people here anymore. Bob, no. Please, Bob. Bob. You're listening to KFJC 89.7, Foothill College in Los Altos Hills, where the Mermen are playing live in the studio.
Thank you.
Support public radio, KFJC 89.7. It's the only music worth listening to.
And tonight, we just may reveal Phil Dirt's real name. We know it, and we can be bribed. So call up. If you have a good offer, we'll tell the world.
We're really hungry.
thank
Where's
you,
pizza?
Thank you.
Where's that pizza? You want to?
Are you sitting next to a small plastic speaker? Or are you sitting next to a really big stereo with a bunch of hot humming tubes like we are? The Merman in the studio, KFJC. Hot humping tubes. 89.7 FM. The college that dares to ask the question, are monks more fun than rock and roll?
And tonight we've got statistics from the year 1978. We've got the movie guide. This is the New York Daily News. Gave Airport 77 two stars. Annie Hall 3.5. Carrie 3. Car Wash 2.5. We got further down the list. Man on the Roof 3. Lumiere 2.5. King Kong 3.5. The year 1978, ladies and gentlemen.
heart with paper walls. We're the Merman, we're in your studio, we're inside your radio. You're listening to College Radio. No advertisements. Give them all your money. Here we go.
Thank you.
Phil, we're going to stop for just a couple of seconds, and you're going to play some public service announcements, the kind that oftentimes come out of radio speakers if they're run by people who don't ask for commercials. We'll be right back. We're the Mermen. You're listening to 89.7 KFJC.
Well, this is Uncle Al. I'll play something here. Let's see if he's got anything queued up.
Well, none of us have ate any dinner yet tonight, so we're taking kind of a food break. I'm eating half of an onion roll here, and that's my dinner, I'm afraid.
Give me that.
Well, when you're all
there
done,
it went. Alan just ate it.
When you're all done playing, there may be something approaching pizza available. So,
woo!
You know, there's a sci-fi script there, approaching pizza.
Approaching pizza.
Yes, it's on the outskirts of lasagna.
So, Phil, what's coming up in your neck of the woods, KFJC, any big summer shows? Or?
Well, yeah, I'm in the planning stages of Summer Surf 3 towards the end of July, early August, and trying to pull some bands in from around the world. We've got high probability of the Penetrators from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and the Surf Dusters.
Over ISDN lines?
No, for real, in the room.
Remember actually going to hear, in the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. With,
you know, so like it's probably going to be a two-day thing this summer.
Wow. So, how exciting.
Yeah.
You're talking about in the big room with audience or here in the studio?
No, in the big room with audience.
Wow.
You know, where people donate money to us so they can see it?
That's right.
That place.
That's right. You want to donate money to KFJC, it's worthwhile.
Always.
So,
always.
We're just about to embark on a month-long trip starting tonight. We're driving to Denver after the show.
Yeah.
Jim's eating potato chips.
That's Jim eating potato chips. Jim, don't eat too many. There's pizza coming.
Don't eat too many of those greasy potato chips. There's some greasy pizza on
it. First it was approaching pizza, now it's pizza coming.
Hey, here's a mic for you right here.
Actually, that one doesn't work.
Uh-oh.
Do you remember
when
we were
talking? That's a perfect mic for me, then.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
You can
that's
see
a perfect mic for
that.
Me.
That's one that's
it does work.
Hey, can you hook up these headphones so I can talk into those?
No, put the headphones over the microphone.
Hey, come in here, Trevor.
Whoa.
And here's Trevor Crawley, ladies and gentlemen,
that's
author
right.
of the Surfinary.
That's right.
And Swinging Monkeys what's the other book called? It's a great book. I read it.
Swinging Monkeys from the Coconut Trees.
Yeah, something like that. But The Surfinary is a cool book.
Hello, anybody home? Terms.
It's more than a cool book. It's fascinating. Right. It's full of all kinds of surfing jargon I never heard of.
It is. Like, my favorite that I remember from it. I haven't read it for a while, but guys who don't ride surfboards, they ride the styrofoam boogie board things are known as maxi pad cowboys.
No, they ride enema bottles.
Really long.
You can tell that's
Jim's.
I'm just stoked to be in Phil Dirt's pad right here.
That's right.
I'm soaking in it.
We're talking velour.
Right, with all these naked girls around.
That's right.
Man,
incredible.
Do you do this every Saturday?
I do, but where are the naked girls?
We're everywhere.
That's,
are you trying to deny that there's 20 naked girls behind you?
Gig's up.
That pizza's on the way. 10-4. Go ahead and look for it on the perimeter. Go ahead and secure the perimeter and let's check for that pizza.
No, that's a parameter.
10-8 on the officer donut.
That's right. Go ahead. Get a donut. Thank you very much.
Come in, mothership.
So the question is, you guys are going from here to some out-of-the-way place.
We're going to, after we leave here, we're going to shower at your house. Yeah,
that's okay. Uncle Al's, actually.
What, you saw that?
Yeah, Al's house.
And we're going to drop. We're going to drive to Denver tonight and then sleep for a while and then drive to Kansas City, and the tour will begin in Kansas City. That's a term we call deadheading in
yes.
business.
Yeah, and so you're going to KC to start the tour, and then from where?
Kansas City all the way through Champaign-Urbana, St. Louis, Chicago, a bunch of dates in Wisconsin of all places.
Wow.
And where are we playing in Wisconsin?
Madison, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, some other city whose name escapes me. And then Chicago, I said, then Binghamton, New York, and then into New England for...
Hey, we're playing in Binghamton, New York again?
How can you say that? We're there because the people wanted us to come there.
I was just going to say, people in these towns actually know who you are. This is great.
We played in Binghamton once before. And Binghamton's a strange town. It's kind of a depressed town, and the main industry there is junk stores. That's all they have there, really. And they got some old smokestacks. Other than that, it's a really nice place.
And is there a relationship between that story and them liking you guys there?
Well, somebody heard about us through the our webpage, and they contacted us through email, and they went ahead and booked a show for us last year.
And
this is a repeat performance.
And what's your URL on the web?
Oh, that's you can find us at mermen.com. And for those of you who need a little more help, it's http.
://
www.merman.com/ put that slash in the end.
Uh-oh, Jim's making noise.
That sounds so good. You know, a couple nights ago, I was driving back and I was listening to KFJC and I heard some DJ who calls himself Radio Free Hate. And he was playing Noise. It was amazing.
Mr. Hate has quite a show.
Yeah, I was astounded. 17-minute piece, and I wish I knew who it was because it was totally sampled noise, but it worked. It was musical.
Yeah. He,
I was driving home the other night after we rehearsed. We rehearsed.
We rehearsed? When?
Yeah, we did a couple weeks ago.
We did?
And I turned on National Public Radio.
What you heard.
And what should be playing but The Mermen? And for a second, it was so surreal. I thought somebody must be playing a joke. You know, I turned on my car radio, and there we were on National Public Radio. But it really was this, and it sounded cool. It was all static with it. It worked. It worked,
Yeah. Cool. I've heard that a couple of the local commercial stations have picked up your stuff. Is that do you know about that?
I haven't heard that. I mean, I've heard snippets and bits, but I think
rumors.
Well, mostly what they do is they're like, "Well, we like it, but we don't know what to do with it because there's no vocals."
Yeah.
So they play it underneath somebody talking or making a public service.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Well,
what is it? I mean, we try to remind them that there's been pop instrumental hits throughout the history of popular music. What the hell is wrong with the 90s?
Name one. Theme from The Apartment. La, na, na, na,
listen, I ordered Instrumental Gold off the TV, and it's got like 80 songs on it.
Go ahead,
that makes you an expert.
You know, from the 50s till now. So, you know, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's true. They have no idea. It's just like clubs still haven't quite figured out that they can put surf bands with other kinds of bands. I mean, what's the story here? And then you guys come in and say, yeah, but what kind of band are you? You know, it's great. I love it.
People are such boneheads.
How would you describe your show, Phil? How would you describe
it? Really great.
Your show? Make sure those anchovies come in, and we want extra garlic.
Okay.
Do you copy that, extra garlic?
City radio.
Extra anchovies?
That's correct, and extra garlic. Do you copy?
Hey,
they're a little slow on the uptake.
Bill, what's the deal there? I mean, we come in here, we're going to play your show, and you're wearing like a low straitjacket t-shirt.
Well, you know,
are you trying to piss us off or something?
Yeah, I just explained that
we're
to Alan.
Send our boys around.
Jim, the reason Jim is very simple. I haven't had a new Merman shirt in a long time, and it's worn out.
Oh.
That's a hint.
And I'd be the perfect one to give away a shirt. You know how much trouble I'm in with our...
Yeah.
Merchandise.
Yeah, if you want anything free, go up to Jim and say, "Jim, hi, I'm 18. I've got a pierced belly. Will you give me a t-shirt?"
Yeah, and you'll get a box full.
I see. He's in charge of merchandising.
Do you copy the perimeter, pizza perimeter?
You're having entirely too much fun there.
That's really great. It gives me a...
Merman, do you read me?
What does read mean? But I mean, I hear you.
Merman, this is Ross Bobo.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yes, I'm scheduled to start my show at 10 p.m., and if you guys want to go a little later, that's cool with Ross Bobo. Over.
You know, Mars needs women, pal, and we'll go ahead and get back to you on that one. Thanks a lot, though.
10-4, I'm heading straight to Mars now.
That's great. Go ahead. KFJC, ladies and gentlemen, 89.7 on your FM dial. You're listening to Real Radio.
Hey. How is that different than Unreal Radio?
If it has commercials, it's unreal.
Ah, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That would be it. Hey, what do you got in there? Now, there's a look. Yeah, it's too bad this isn't television.
Oh, that's correct. Do you have the pizza? Do you have the pizza?
Yes, there's a box.
The pizza does not have a pierced belly button.
Something's going to have to be done to rectify that situation. Do you copy?
My pizza has a beat belly button.
All right.
So how long are you going to be on the road on this epic tour?
Oh, we've been together 8 years, Phil.
Not that part of
it. Oh,
I mean,
sorry. I thought this was an interview. Whoa, so confused.
No, I don't want to know any of that factual stuff. Just,
oh, my God.
So, yeah, no, you know, I mean, you're going to have to put up with each other in the car for, like, you know, years here. So,
well, that's why we have Cody and Vicodin and Xanax. Getting to know you.
So
no, we're going to be on... Wow, oh no. We're going to be out for about a month. We're going to be back in the Bay Area at the tail end of June.
There you go. And then I understand there's something maybe being put together at the House of Blues in Southern Cal.
Do you know the date for that?
Late in July. I'm not sure of the exact weekend.
Sounds about right. John and the Knight Riders.
Yeah.
The Shantays.
Davy Allen and the Arrows.
And that's if you come down to L.A. Also, we're going to be playing with Dick Dale on July 18th at the Santa Monica Pier.
There you go.
Yeah.
He'll be shaking in his boots.
Oh, man. We played with that guy five times. It's like, hi, Dick, how you doing? Hey, man.
Yeah.
Don't you be talking about Dick Dale. Hey,
ladies and gentlemen, Jim Thomas.
Don't you be talking about my friend like that.
That's right.
What are you talking
about? Close personal friend of Jim Thomas's, Dick Dale. You know, Jim gave Dick his start and taught him how to use those dual showmans. A lot of it had to do with how he interacted with his Fenders. And Jim said, you know, Dick, you're having a little trouble there. It's not getting real for me, so why don't you flip it around and play it lefty? And, you know, indeed it worked.
Well, Dick Dale taught me everything I know.
That's right.
I want you to know that.
That's right.
It's true.
Yes, I know. He was an inspiration, as I hear.
Total inspiration.
That's cool. Jim? How many guitars have you got here tonight? I've seen about a forest of them standing on the floor.
15.
15.
15, and they're all out of the cases.
Have you figured out what you're going to do with that 12-string yet?
Yeah, are you going to play that
thing? We never played one before, but if it's tuned, I will do something with it.
Okay. That's
you tell me what you'd like to do with it.
Play stuff off of the end of Songs That Count.
My guitar!
Listen, you're supposed to be out there watching for the pizza. Do you copy? You're watching for the pizza. We will take care of the guitar.
Did you hear what he said? That's my guitar. Don't let Jim touch it.
And, of course, that was Uncle Al.
Do you have any more questions, Phil?
Oh, no, I don't have any questions, actually. This has been a random...
Can I ask you a few questions?
Yeah, well, sure. Ask him. Sure.
I can't think of any questions.
That's because you're a musician.
I'm pretty speechless. That's why I play instrumental music.
I don't believe that.
You mean music?
Yeah, I mean, you got something queued up, don't you?
Who is this?
Is that
Phil, why don't you play something from the Merman demo tape?
Oh, hey, I can do that.
People about it first.
Well, actually, you know more about it than I.
You want me to tell the story?
We should tell the story.
Yeah, you guys.
After all, you were there.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy who worked in a music store. That's right. You hear this. This is true. This demo tape is when the Mermen were good. And that's when Alan or Martin wasn't in the band. You know?
You heard it here
first.
No,
I'm only kidding.
Folks.
Yeah. Early on.
This is a demo tape that was made by me in a store with a drum machine and another guitar and an organ. And Alan would come along and play bass. That's how me and Alan met.
During working hours.
And this demo tape actually is pretty amazing music. And some person out there made this into a CD.
I know who that is.
And there's 45 minutes of music on this thing.
We won't mention any names, Uncle Al.
I mean,
we won't mention any Uncle Al names.
You know,
gnarl.
Check it out.
Well, those are the original
titles.
Play
whatever you want. What should we play?
Martin wouldn't let us have those titles anymore. He wanted more weird titles.
Play Goodbye.
Actually, you know, A Dream is really beautiful.
Well, now, are we going to have a fight over what we play here? No, we've had...
Pop on A Dream. I think it'll be a dream. Yeah, that would be A Dream. Yeah. We were getting paid to make this. That's our excuse.
Goodbye doesn't have any drum machine on it.
But. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's listen.
Here we go.
Let's listen to A Dream.
Here we go.
Oh, not that one.
Not this. See,
too late.
Martin's
too late.
Goodbye.
Oh,
don't play that.
What do you want to play? Goodbye. Tell me what you want to play.
Goodbye.
Doesn't have any drum machine.
Shut up.
Goodbye. That's all I guess.
You're not as smart, so shut up.
Neither is the drum machine.
The drum machine on Goodbye.
You can tell there's no dissension in the band ever.
Yes,
you know,
there is.
I was reading about the Doors this week. Today's my big week for the Doors. I watched three Doors videos last
this
night. And I bought six Doors albums this week. I read two books about the Doors. And you know, the Doors, they used to argue on stage about this next song every time. And sometimes they'd be like, they go through like four songs. They said, no, we can't do that song every night. So I don't feel bad.
Yeah, they wouldn't make up their mind until they were almost done with the song.
Sounds familiar.
Yes, it does. Okay, well, we're going to listen to Goodbye then. And this is from 1988, right?
Yeah, this is not even a Merman. This is me on a four-track, and Alan came along a couple of months later and put bass on it.
I don't think there's any bass on this one, man.
No, there might be no bass. It's just Jim by himself.
Yeah.
Pre-Merman.
That's right. Anchovies.
That's correct, anchovies. Do you copy those anchovies?
With capers, okay?
I think it's definitely time to play, and we will do that and be back in a moment.
Okay.
Just when you thought it was safe.
Okay, so...
You thought it was safe?
Yeah.
In here with you guys?
Are we going to play some more now?
Yeah, we're going to play some more.
Hey, do you have any special requests?
Yeah, Phil, what would you like to hear?
Well, you already played Latina. That was just gorgeous.
That was
yeah, do it again, too. I mean, it was just gorgeous.
Just play it all night.
Yeah, I really like what you've done with that.
Dub remix.
It's great.
So what should we do then?
Thank you.
How about The Lonely Surfer? Yeah.
Okay, and
I love it when you call.
And Honey Bomb?
I love it when I see you.
Okay.
I love it when you run your hands all over your gorgeous body and you shake uncontrollably with your hot...
You know, Jim, you gotta stop bringing that girl in here, man.
Jim can't hear it because he hasn't got headphones on.
Farts with her face.
Uncle Al is feeding us, or somebody is.
Feed us, Uncle Al, feed us.
I gotta go play his 12-string guitar right now.
All right, go for
okay, in that case, we'll move right along and do something more clever like... get ready to hear some more live Mermen.
Okay.
Oh, yeah!
You wanna just... Pop that dream on, we'll play again. So, alright, we're gonna go play some more. We're having too much fun.
God bless us, everyone, said Tiny Tim. You're listening to KFJC. It's 89.7 FM on your radio dial.
That's the future of the butt.
Dark, dark, darkness, stars, stars hovering over the mountains. Stars, darkness. So there we were, sitting outside of Phil's house, beating on bongos, wearing skins, when he brought us up to speed evolution-wise, and we have him to thank for that. Because before that, we were eating grubs and very small rocks.
We'll be right back.
Turn the reverb down, please.
Hey, smile. God loves you.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to another edition of Freud as we knew him, in his own words.
Freud as we knew him, or Freud as he knew us.
You're so young. You're so young.
Messages from the collective unconscious.
And I'm so Freud. You're so young, and I'm so Freud. Hi, I'm Sigmund Freud's daughter, and I like to talk about trains.
Oh, didn't she? She had a talk show, huh? Sigmund Freud's daughter.
Yeah, she did, yeah. Actually. That's right, yeah.
It was on right after Carney, I think.
It was?
Yeah.
Cool. That was after Astro Boy or before?
I think it was before Astro Boy.
I used to watch Astro Boy when I was a kid. It was
Me
disturbing.
Too.
And then Felix the Cat, the arch nemesis, was Master Cylinder.
Yeah, did you ever watch Marine Boy, too? That was a good one.
I didn't like
they
Marine
had this
Boy
thing
as much.
I used to fantasize. They had this thing called Oxygum.
Really?
And it was this gum you chew, and you could breathe underwater whenever you chew it. Oxygum.
I used to think about Marine Boy's outfit and what it would like to be wearing it next to my
Yeah,
skin.
I know, Alan.
Totally.
I know.
Those
you think
stripes?
About stuff like that.
What was that little thing in the chest?
Yeah, those tight rubber pants, huh?
You're listening to KFJC 89.7 Los Altos Hills, Foothill College, broadcasting live over the radio. We're talking repeaters here.
And we're playing on an empty stomach, so if you hear mistakes, well, we're going to blame it on that.
Duct tape around it. Remember always, duct tape is what makes life work. Jim Thomas, the very soul of propriety here at KFJC Studios. It's got to look right, it's got to smell right, it's going to be right.
It's got to fit right.
It's got to fit correctly.
It's got to fit right. It's just got to fit right.
Tomorrow morning, we're going to be thinking about you all.
Al, Uncle Al is lending Jim his expensive $2,000 guitar. Little does he know.
Yeah, sure. What's that guy?
Uncle Al?
No.
Let's talk a little bit about how you feel about your guitar. It's really beautiful.
It's a beautiful guitar.
Wood grain.
How much was that guitar?
It's got three pickups, double cutaway, single sound hole.
Thank you.
Thank you out there in Radio Land. We've enjoyed ourselves playing for you, even though we can't see you. And that's what you get for listening on an empty stomach. So there you have it. It's time to go consume some minerals.
We should do goodbye. Yeah.
Well,
hey, Phil, do you have a request for us?
Oh, we already did his request.
Oh, my.
You need a blue baton, Doc. You need a blue baton.
Tomorrow morning, while you're doing things that people do on Sunday morning, we'll think of you as we're probably in Wyoming, headed towards Denver.
What time is it right now? 10:30. Okay, cool. Half an hour version of this song.
No problem. Hey, Phil, you want to trade t-shirts? Okay. Oh, Mr. Arrogant, oh, Mr. Arrogant, I'm going to play a song for you, Mr. Arrogant. Thank you.
Done. Shut that stupidity up. Well, we humbly apologize for the version of that song.
You're listening to 89.7 KFJC Foothill College. We have been the Merman, and you have been Phil Dirt. Thank you very much.
There are the keys. Time to start driving. This is what rock is all about, man. Driving. Yeah. And now, back over to you, Phil.
Well, gee. And the mermen fade into the sunset, wimping out after a mere two-hour performance. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for coming in and amazing us one more time. Think we all need to go get something to eat. Hope you all like that at home. Ras Baba, you over there ready to do something really cool?
10-4, good buddies.
Thanks a lot for letting us slip into your
space. Yeah, yeah. You owe me, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool.
Thanks.
Good job, mer dudes. Okay, I'm taking control.
Bye.
Goodbye.